If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Patrick Dion's on a phone line, Gas Buddy Petroleum Analysis Head. Hey, Patrick, you're back on WGN. This is John Williams. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you this morning?
Good. You spoke to us last week about the disparity in gas prices. They're all lower, but it's funny how some are a lot higher than others. I saw literally gas prices that were double or half of each other. Now, granted, I was in Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois this weekend. But, I mean, at Stony Island and 71st, it was about $3. And in Lakeview, it was like $1.80. And I thought, doggone it, if you live on the South Side, it's tough enough as it is. I couldn't believe how high the gas prices were there.
Yeah, you and I both, oftentimes when I go to Michigan, which is where my family lives, I'll take the Dan Ryan out of town, and sure enough, you get to the South Side, and the stations that are right off the Dan Ryan are, you know, still close to $3 a gallon. They have very wide latitude to price gasoline the way they see fit. Usually their margin is much smaller, but some stations have incredible latitude now on lowering prices or not lowering prices, and that's why it's very important for consumers to always shop around.
I've never understood people that drive great distances to save 10, 20, 30, 50 cents, but I mean $1 a gallon, $1.50 a gallon. Literally, if the people on Stony Island would just drive north 20 minutes, they'd get gas for half the price. And I guess, like you said, that's the discretion of the service station owner. If he wants to have fewer customers but make more per gallon, is that what's happening there, Patrick?
There really is it. And there's maybe a lot of motorists in the area that aren't shopping around that may frequent that station, just kind of, you know, it's their default go-to and they don't even check around. So, you know, low gas prices are seemingly closing in on most areas, but some stations still dragging their feet.
Well, they're all presumably buying gas from the same place, aren't they? Wouldn't you say that the Lakeview guy and the Southside guy that, didn't they buy the gas probably at about the same price?
Well, they may have, although in this type of environment where prices are so volatile, think last week when a week ago today oil prices opened at $10 and closed at minus $37. So there's so much volatility that when a station is buying their gas, they may buy every only 10 to 15 days right now because there's so little demand. So there could be an incredible difference between what they're paying and who they buy it from, too. Everyone's got a different supplier. They may be buying from different refineries. So that goes into it. So actually right now, they may be paying a drastically different price simply because demand is so much lower that they're only filling their tanks every week or two.
Yeah, I get that. One last question for you. Can you give me some ballpark numbers? What should I be seeing in the Chicago area? What is a reasonable price?
I think just about anything around $2 or under in the core of the city. You may see some stations that may be $2.29, especially downtown prices, maybe just a little bit higher. But once you get outside of, say, the downtown core, I think $2 or less is something that, you know, that's a fair price. I think anything above $2 a gallon, especially on the South Side, is priced a little bit too high.
Yeah, that was my attitude. I thought, you know, if you can get it, more power to you. But doggone it, times are tough, and I don't know that anybody deserves $3 a gallon. Okay, I'll call you again. Gas Buddy Petroleum, head of analysis over there, Patrick Dion. Thanks for your time, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's 9:57 on WGN.